قولي سوا.
الو تشي،
مورنينج تشير بيرسون.
او مورنينج. اي ثوت ماي فويس از It's not audible. We have only two members on the. On the system, or three members. Police, can we try to call other members, or now join the IFP? We are four, because today we need a quorum to take a decision. We have to be 5+1. Holly, so are you able to check other members?
Yes, Chairperson, I send the message to the members.
You'll guide me when we have the numbers.
Okay, I will check.
All right, thank you.
Yes, Chair, we do have the numbers now. We can start.
Good morning, honorable members. Can you flag the agenda, Koliso?
Morning, Chair.
Okay, Chair.
As you flag the agenda, can I then request that we observe a moment of silence for meditation or prayer? Thank you very much. Kolisa, are you still, who can't see the agenda yet?
Hey, Che. Can you see it now, Che?
Yes. Yes, Kolisa. Thank you very much, Kolisa and the members. let me take this opportunity to welcome you all and indicate that the bill that has been adopted by the National Assembly, which was transferred to the second house for consideration, they've considered it and they have made the amendment. So as the committee, we are expected to look at those amendments and report back to Parliament. So we've put that matter on the agenda. And then in terms of our program, we are supposed to we are going to deal with our legacy report and consider the minutes, because this is supposed to be the last minute, the last meeting of the portfolio committee in line with the parliament programs. I'm now going to get the mover for the adoption of the agenda as tabled by the secretary of the committee. Can I get somebody to move for the adoption of the agenda?
Yeah, I move, Chair.
Honorable Zeki move. Can I get the seconder?
I second, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Butelezi and Honorable Malemaza, for that. Kwaliswa, can we then note the apologies?
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to members and the colleagues. I only received an apology from the DM, Chairperson. That is the only apology I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kwaliswa. The next item on the agenda, as I've explained, is the presentation of the amendment that has been proposed by the NCOP. We have joined by the state law advisor and the parliamentary legal team. We are going to give them opportunity to to present those amendments. I don't know who's going to lead, whether it's the state attorney or the parliamentary legal team.
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Tilushni Gangan. I'm from Parliament's Legal Services. I would like to take the committee through the amendments. Kaliso, are you able to flag?
Yes, I am, Tilushini. Must I flag the D version or the C version? Which one do you like?
I think perhaps it would be simpler if we start with the C, with the list. So the C list.
Can I assist Kaloshni? They are highlighted on the division that I sent to Kwaliswa. So
I did not receive that. That's fine, Cesar. Ah. Thank you. If you could flight what Cesar sent you, Kaloshni, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, Tiloshin, this is the one. Tiloshin, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Kaliswa.
In the screen, Kaliswa, it's your file.
Okay, let me try again. And now, Chair?
Now we can
see.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You can proceed, Ma'am.
I'm going to start with Clause 1, if you can take the committee to Clause 1. So on page 7, in line 53, we omitted the words technical standards, and we substituted it with the words technical standards, technical with a capital T, and standards with a capital F. So these are just, these are not substantial amendments. If you could take us to Clause 14. Okay, on page 12, in line 50, you will see that we've omitted the technical standards with the small T and the small S, and we've inserted technical standards with a capital T and a capital S. Further down, on page 13, in line 4, we've done the exact same thing. So on page 13, line 4, we've removed technical standards, the small letters, and we've substituted with technical standards, capital letter T, capital letter F. Further down, if you could go down to chapter 3, Kalisa, thank you. On page 14, in line 38, after the word home builders, we've inserted the words and developers, as is highlighted on the screen. If you could take us to clause 30, on page 17, line 37, we've omitted the number 9 and we've substituted with subsection with 10. Moving on to clause 42, on page 22, in line 11, we've omitted the word subsections and we've substituted with the word subsection as is highlighted on the page. On page 22, in line 14, after the letter A, we've inserted the word structural. Clause 64. On page 29, in line 54, we've omitted on page 29, we've omitted 64 and we've substituted it with 65 and we have and technical standards on capital letters again. Clause 85. On page 35, line 5, we've omitted 2008, Act Number 5 of 2008. And this is the insertion of the National Regulator of Compulsory Specifications Act. Clause 94. On page 37, line 17, we've omitted 2021 and we've substituted it for 2024. And then if I can just take you to the arrangement of sections on page 3. My apologies, Kalisa.
Page 3.
That's correct. So on page 3 in line 2, after the word home builders, we've inserted and developers. There we are, as you can see on the screen. Chairperson and members of the committee, those were the amendments. If I've omitted anything, my colleagues from the State Law Advisor or the department are welcome to say so. Thank you very much.
The department or state law advisor. Thanks. In addition.
Thanks, Chair. She's covered everything, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Morning, Chair.
Members. Yes.
Morning, Honorable Chair and members of the committee. We from the department, we think that she covered everything. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much for the presentation. I'll now invite members to talk to those issues. Members? Honorable Seki, can I get a hand so that I can note all of you? Honorable Seki only for now. Honorable Seki, can you proceed?
Yeah, I move to support or adopt those amendments. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Zeki. Can we get the second for the adoption? Honorable Member, Honorable Chris Malemata.
Thank you, Chair. I stand to second the adoption of the report.
Okay. Thank you very much for the seconders. What then would happen is that the secretary and the legal team will then write a report that has to go be presented to Parliament, that the committee has agreed with those amendments that has been presented. Or that has been done through the NCOP and for us to report to the House. Kholiso, what is the guidance? How do we do that? Because we have to have then the report for it to be tabled.
Hello, Chairperson. Yes. I request that be given 30 minutes just to do this draft, to draft the report, and then we can convene around. The time now is 20 past, around 10 to 11. Then the report will be ready. Then we can adopt the report and forward it to and the report to be submitted to the NA. Meaning that we concur with the NCOP proposed amendments that would be need to be adopted again by this committee. So we can come back around.
You are suggesting that we adjourn the meeting.
Yes, I suggest we adjourn.
To give you 30 minutes. And then to give you 30 minutes and then we reconvene and then you present the report.
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay. Members, that is the suggestion. Any second? Honorable Seki?
I move it, Chair.
Honorable Seki. Move second. Honorable Masuta. Honorable Masuta. Unmute Honorable Masuta.
I may assist Chair in case.
Okay, Honorable Malemata.
Sorry, Chair. I was struggling to unmute. Chair, I'm trying to. I came in a bit late into the meeting. I'm trying to understand 30 minutes adjournment whilst she's doing that. If we shouldn't be continuing with other agenda items in the meantime. Whilst this is being attended to, rather than lose the time.
No, but the same people has to capture the minutes and present the same the other items.
Oh, so there won't be a possibility of division of labor because
no.
the other item is not as technical and could be dealt with Is it only one person or is it two people that is supporting us here, Chair, from us? From the committee section.
The secretary is the secretary of the committee who's supposed to be responsible for the report, and we don't have the content advisor is not in the meeting. The researcher, I think, is here.
And the researcher lead us on the legal report.
It's not his report. So why don't we just adjourn and then come back that 30 minutes, Honorable Masoud.
Okay, I succumb to the majority view, Chair. Thank you.
Honorable Malimata, your hand was up.
Sorry about that.
Okay, thank you very much. We will adjourn for 30 minutes and then we'll then come back after 30 minutes to proceed with the agenda, the other items and adopt the report of the bill so that it can then be tabled to Parliament or ATC by the end of the day. thank you very much. So I'm going to use the same link, Kholiso.
Yes, I will use the same link.
Okay. All right. I would advise that members can just... those that can, they must not go out of the system. They can just close it for now. Thank you very much. we'll reconvene after 30 minutes. The time is 10:24. Let's say 11 o'clock sharp, we are starting. Thank you.
Hello, Chair.
Good morning, Chair.
Are we ready to take us through the report? Let me welcome those that were not part of the meeting. We have adjourned the meeting to allow the secretary to go and develop a report after we have received the amendment from the NCOP on the Consumer Protection Bill that we have passed as Parliament. So we have looked at the amendment and there are no major amendment from the NCOP. We had agreed with those amendments. We then requested the secretariat to go and work on the report. I'm going to hand it over to Kholiso to take us through the report. Kholiso?
Hello, Chairperson. Can I read through the report?
Yes.
Can you see it on the screen?
Yes, Kholiso.
Okay, Chair. This is the committee report on the Housing Consumer Protection Bill. The report of the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements on Housing Consumer Bill BD of 2021, dated today's date, 27th of March 2024. The Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements, having considered the proposed amendments by the National Council of Provinces to the Housing Consumer Protection Bill, Bill 10D, referred to it on 26 March 2024, reports that it agrees to the amendments and adopts the amended bill. Report to be considered. Thank you, Chair.
There is the report, honorable members. Can I get the hands to talk to the report? Honorable Butas, thank you.
I don't know, Chair, whether it should not refer to the minutes of today, because yes, indeed, we adopt those amendments. But because in the report, except those will be inserted after the meeting. But I think if they are not inserted, then we should be saying as on the minutes of 27. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Kolisa. The question is there is those inserted or omitted clause on the
maybe I can call them outside
on the bill. Why is not on the report?
Chairperson, I don't understand Mr. Tseki's question. He wants the proposed amendments by the NCOP to be inserted in this report.
Yes. That's what
or,
you say.
Or sorry, Chair, or to be referred. Or maybe the legal team can advise us, Chair. Sorry.
Okay. Yes, Kolisa, and then we'll follow by the legal team.
Hello, Chairperson. I would request maybe Mr. Makabeni to assist.
Mr. Makabeni? Mr. Makabeni?
Chair?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Chair. I got cut off a bit. I didn't follow what was...
issue is that whether those amendments were they not supposed to be in the report, or we should then say refer to the minutes of the 27th in the report.
No, Chair. Remember, these are not your amendments. You just requested to concur to them. These are amendments of the NCOP. So
yes.
All that you have to do is to pass the amended bill, really. So it's not your amendments. You just take note of them, and if you agree to them, then you adopt the amended bill.
Okay. We have adopted already, but the
yes,
issue is how then do you capture that adoption in the report? We are now adopting the report. The proposal.
Yes, remember the bill already comes to you with the amendments effected in
yes.
the chair. So there is nothing that you need to capture in the report. You're concurring to it. They are captured in the NCOP in terms of the ASCII list.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Okay, is it understood, Honorable Tseki?
I'm fine, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Can we get them over for the adoption of the report? Can I get the members to move for the adoption of the report? that we concur with the amendment by the NCOP. How about you?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Zeki moves. Can we get the second?
I second, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Honorable Makasteni for seconding the report is therefore duly adopted and can then be ATC to Parliament. Can we then go to the second item on the agenda, Honorable Kolisa?
Okay.
Let me thank the legal team, both the state law advisor and parliamentary and the department. You are released. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair.
Kolisa, the second item on the agenda.
Hello, Chairperson.
Yes.
It's the adoption of minutes, Chair.
Okay, let's go through the minutes. How many?
Start with the set of the 6th of March, Chair.
But it's not reflecting, you are just showing us the file.
Why not? Can you see it now, Chair?
Yes. Page one, page two, page three. Page 4, page 5. Page 5, Kolisa, can you scroll page 5?
Yes, page 5, Chair.
Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. prepare the resolution of the minutes of the meeting. Both the minister and the don't go out. Call us off. Both the minister and the MEC, including the Brede Velu municipality political leadership, to present a plan to address the Nelson, is Nelson Mandela 652 Nelson Mandela, not Brede Velu housing matters. Nelson Mandela 652 housing project and report back to the committee. And then the second, the Northwest Housing Development Corporation to provide the clarity on the issue of land ownership, respective of property sold to Mr. The Northwest Development, somebody's mic is on. Can you mute? Of Human Settlement together with Northwest Development Corporation to provide feedback on the opening of the case and those responsible for the sales of house on this, yeah. And then the petition to the petitioners to be part of the next meeting to confirm what has been reported. The three spheres of government must avail the subsidy necessary to construct houses for the petitioners who have been since accepted the settlement and land offered, while nothing that one of the offered, while noting that one of the petitioners had not accepted it's a house 50 square meter house, it's not the land, but later on he has agreed to it was in the second meeting. And then the ex gratia payment was a matter outside the competency of parliament, and the Northwest Provincial Department to be invited to participate in the next meeting. So those are the resolution of the meetings that we have. Can we get correction on the minutes? Any input on the minutes, honorable members? Members, those that were in the meeting, can you talk to the minutes? Never two. Do we luckily one play?
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Makasin. Honorable Makaseni.
Oh, I agree with the amendment. Just add on the minutes. I think it's a true reflection of what we have discussed on the last meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. Can we get the second? Honorable Zweli, Dr. Zweli.
Yes, I would second that, but can I also ask that they correct the initials to ZL, please?
Kholiso, please.
My apology, Chairperson. Apology to Doctor.
This is the fifth time that Doctor has been raising this matter. Please. So the minister.
Okay.
The minutes of the 6th of March has duly been adopted. Mm-hmm. Can we go to the next minute?
Really?
Honorable Sukai, can you mute?
Chairperson, can you see the one for the 13th March?
No, is your file.
Okay.
Honorable Sukai, can you mute? Somebody must call Honorable Sukai to mute the mic. It's disrupting our meeting.
I've muted, Chair, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to page one of the minutes. Page two. Page three. Page four. Scroll it, Koliso. Page five. Page six. Page seven. Page eight. Page nine. Yeah, you can wait. The recommendation is that the Department of Human Settlement should convene a meeting the following week with the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure, Department of Rural Development and Reform, and Land Reform. What's that land there? Is it Land Reform? Yeah. And Gauteng Provincial Department of Human Settlement, the City of Tshwane, to address the formalization of the township establishment of Harankua. At Harankua. At Harankua, yeah, at Harankua. And to finalize the the title deed for Mr. Meran and other petitioners, Ms. Bing and Ms. What? Ms. Bing and yeah, you can assist me. And
For this one, Chairperson, is for Mr. Meran, because he is the one who didn't get the title deed due to that the township has not been established. It's yes, Mr. Meran only on the issue.
No, even those one those ones they are waiting for town establishment for them to get the title deed. That's why we are saying Rangkua instead of the specific land issue. I think it's around, maybe we can say Rangkua and the surroundings. Yeah, so I need to submit application for special dispensation to the MEC of Gauteng. MEC of Gauteng. MEC of Gauteng Province, Provincial Department of Human Settlement to consider approval of the special dispensation regarding the construction of 50 square meter unit for the petitioners. On the receipt of the application from the City of Tshwane and the Human Settlement to monitor the process. I don't get it. The sentence doesn't gel well. The Northwest Housing Development Corporation to provide to the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlement with a copy of the correspondence of the power of attorney dispatched to the City of Tshwane. The City of Tshwane to provide petitioner Ms. Peng with the signed action plan with clear time frame of the work to be done following her acceptance of the 50 square meter house. Petitioner Mr. Haswe to be shown the house of military veterans and the head of Department of Northwest to facilitate the transportation of Mr. Haswe to such site. Members, there's the minutes. Can I get any correction or addition?
Agreed, Chair.
Honorable Zeki moved. I think we should actually add all the petitioners, the action plan for all petitioners when they are we need this the City of Tshwane to submit action plan for all the petitioners City of Tshwane and Northwest when are they going to finish their houses. It must have a timeline. Can we then get the seconder to the minutes with the addition?
I second the minutes, Chair, with the additions.
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable Sekai, the minutes are duly agreed to. So this was the last minute.
Koliso.
Hello, Chairperson. The last one, 20 years of March.
The 20th of March, of the meeting with the Auditor General of South Africa and the department on the consequence management in transgression cases by provinces, page one. Page two, Dr. Have you corrected Dr. Mkhize's? I see that. Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. Page seven.
Unknown caller.
Page seven. Any correction or addition of the minutes? If there is no correction, the minutes that reflect the true reflection of the meeting. Can we get the any seconder? Any move, the mover for the adoption of the minutes and the seconder? Can you get the mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Mr. Fry, send it up, Chair.
Honorable Sifai,
I move for the adoption of the minister, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sifai. Move for the adoption of the minutes. Can we get the seconder?
Second, sir.
Honorable Seki, second the minister. The minutes are duly adopted. Can we then go to the last item on the agenda, the legacy report? Koliswa.
Hello, Chair.
Yes.
Can you see the report, Chair?
Yes, who's taking us through? Where's Sabelo?
Sabelo is not in the meeting, Chair.
Okay, who's taking us through the report is yourself.
Chairperson, I can read through the report.
Okay.
Or I can page it down.
No. When did members get the report?
Last night, Chair.
Yeah, you have to read it.
Okay, Chairperson. The report of the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements on its activities undertaken during the 6th Parliament, that is from May 2019 to March 2023. So it will mean for to March 2024. So it will be today's date. Key highlights, reflection on committee program per year. The committee achieved the following: public hearings on the Housing Consumer Bill, committee oversight to all provinces, attendance of numerous human settlements related conferences. However, there is lack of involvement of the researcher and the content advisor who are expected to provide research document and advice on emerging issues, involvement of community-based organizations such as Development Action Group, committee's focus areas during the 6th Parliament, the committee focus on the following: consideration of legislation referred to it, initiation and amendment, presentation, exercising over the department and its entities and implementing eight consideration of the
Your voice is scattered. I'm not sure, maybe it's my network. Proceed. Proceed, Honorable Polisa.
Okay, Chair. Consideration of all matters referred to it in terms of...
Okay, Honorable Chair.
I'm just worried, Chair, because Solisa is like she was not prepared to present and to read it through, Chair. Will it not consume more time? Probably if we could just know the headings and decide whether we adopt. I'm not sure. I feel that we should not read the whole sentence by sentence.
Okay. Do we agree with the Honorable Seki's approach, Honorable Members? Honorable Member.
I support, Chair.
Okay. Proceed, Koliso.
Okay, Chair. number three, the key areas for future work. The committee should conduct study tour on appropriate times. This means that the new committee should conduct study tour, preferably before oversight work commence. This is important because it will provide new members with the frame of reference when conducting their oversight work. It also suggests that the new members be workshopped on the development trajectory of Singapore and Kigali. These development stories can positively contribute to the implementation of mega projects in the context of South Africa. I will only read this in great chapters, and then going down, it will be, I will try to summarize, because I was not prepared to present, because it's Sabelo's job, but I'm assisting chair. Conducting oversight. Following up on issues raised during the public hearings on the Housing Consumer Protection Bill, this is important because it creates a sense of trust in Parliament. Closely monitor progress on new review on Housing Act, Human Settlements Act, Housing Code, Human Settlements Code, reoccurring funding by AG, Department of Monitoring and Evaluation. The Human Rights Commission should be followed up on the implementation of AG's recommendation, ensure that continuous involvement and support of community-based organizations and structures. New members should be encouraged to further their development on education through flexible approach. The Get Smart program by the University of Cape Town and other similar approaches can be adopted. The key challenges emerging: a deliberate misdirection of project visit on order cover setting, embarrassment, non-compliance or non-achievement. There is a need to ensure comprehensive minutes taking and extra support needed to be provided. Interns can be used to provide this extra support. Lack of enforcement of rules and responsibilities. Staff morale is generally low, partly due to a lack of recognition, lack of integrated oversight planning between National Assembly and NCOP committees, lack of involvement of researcher and content advisor in conferences and seminars. Study tour to Brazil, Poland, and Ghana, Kigali is still necessary. This is to justify by similar challenges in South Africa. Kigali can provide a conceptual framework for South Africa to develop and maintain clean cities, thus contributing to sustainable human settlements. Poland has been very successful in dealing with poverty, hunger, health, and gender equality. Poland in good case to study in development and sustainable cities and communities. The 21 days instruction by the committee during public hearings and oversight visit to areas affected by disasters to assess intervention, including temporary structures made during the floods in KZN, Mpumalanga, Eastern Cape, a meeting to understand why provinces and municipalities do not submit performance information on time. This was raised by several members on several meetings. Provide the committee with a contingency plan in case provinces such as Free State fail to improve and submit necessary documentation by the specified deadline. A review of multi-year housing project to assess their feasibility and cost effective. Follow up on strategy to reconcile the size of mud houses versus BNG and RDP. There's a need for the new committee to debate the PIE Act, the unintended consequences of the 48-hour period to remove home or land invaders, practicalities of 48 period considering distance and different typologies, progress on mega projects declared by president on several zonas, verification of performance data by the national department, provincial department, municipalities and entities, procurement challenges, especially the 30-day payment of invoices, the recommendation. There should be pre-visit to oversight to ensure that issues are identified and advise the committee before the committee oversight visit. Committee secretaries should be supported by rotating interns in taking minutes. This would also assist in terms intends to have a wider understanding of the work of Parliament. Managers should ensure fairness and that support staff adhere to their performance contract to avoid unnecessary embarrassment during committee meetings. Information provided by the department be verified. Sources document can be requested. Methods of data collection need to be explained. Pre-oversight visit, journey of transformation in the sector should be a priority. Robust discussion or workshop on the human settlement sector. What is housing? Important of housing. Define sustainability, long-term consideration, elements of sustainability, human settlements, how they inform each other, the required level of intergovernmental relations. Workshop on project packaging and execution. This is important to assist members to understand the process. The timing of that detours is critical. It should be at the beginning of administration. Public hearings approach was very useful. Written submission and follow up. That was the recommendations, Chair. Challenges and recommendations to the seventh committee, seventh term of Parliament, the committee that will be doing the human settlements work. So now we are we are on page introduction, department and entities. The name of the entities of the human settlements. We have six entities of the human settlements. The function of the committee, the parliamentary committees, the mandate of the committee, they're listed there. The method of work of the committee. The purpose of the report, the purpose of this report is to provide an account on the portfolio on human settlements during the sixth parliament and to inform the members of the new parliament of key outstanding issues pertaining to the oversight and legislative program of the Department of Human Settlements and its entities. This report provides an overview of the activities the committee undertook during the sixth parliament, the outcomes of the key activities, as well as any challenges that emerged during the period under review, and issues that should be considered to follow up during the seventh parliament. It summarizes the key issues to follow up and concludes with recommendations to strengthen operation and procedural processes to enhance the committee's oversight and legislative role in future. Key statistics, the number of meetings that this committee held during the period under review, the legislation, oversight, statute tours, petitions, the stakeholders that the committee interact with, the briefing and or public hearings that the committee had during this period under review, legislation, the committee dealt with the property practitioners bill, and also with housing consumer protection bill. And it was also supposed to deal with the High Act, but due to time constraints, the committee couldn't manage to deal with this amended bill. The challenge is emerging. The issues to be followed up on the bills. Monitoring of the new entities being established. Oversight trips undertaken. The committee visited Limpopo, Gauteng, while it was still the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation in 2020, and also visited the Gauteng province in January 2022. And Northern Cape and Northwest provinces were also visited. There were recommendations that were that the committee tabled and were referred to the National Department of Human Settlements, and most of the recommendations will be ongoing, meaning that the committee will invite the department and provinces to account. Then we visited the Western Cape and the Eastern Cape, and also there the recommendations are ongoing. We'll keep on requesting those provinces to report on the progress made on the issues that we requested them to consider. We visited Tshwane, metropolitan municipality, and also the chairperson was invited to the handover of houses in Kromhoek village in Umzumkulu. And we also, as a committee, visited the Stellenbosch municipality. And that the report is still not complete, because we're supposed to meet with the municipality for a briefing, but the municipality was not available at that time. The study tour undertaken was only one, when the committee was still with water and sanitation, visited Lesotho Highlands. There were no international agreements that the committee has considered. There were no statutory appointments. There were no interventions. The committee dealt with the petitions. While we're with water and sanitation, we dealt with the three petitions. And also when we were human settlements, we dealt with the Breede Valley and the Harankuwa petition. And obligation conferred to the committee. And the summary of outstanding issues. The content advisor was supposed to add the information in these columns. And also the recommendations, chairperson, some of the recommendations were there on top. And these are the other recommendations, that there should be a pre-visit to ensure that identified and advised the committee, the chairperson, before the committee oversight visit. Committee secretary should be supported by rotating in turns in taking minutes. This would also assist in turns to have the, because these were stated there on top, chairperson, all these recommendations were there on top. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Koliso. Members, there's the report. Honorable Makaseni, your mic is on. I'm not sure, but your hand is not up.
I wanted to check the issue of the oversight between the legislature and the national parliament. I don't know whether we put in part of the recommendation so that in future there must be a relationship between the portfolio committee of the legislature and the parliament. I don't know where must we put, because that was a weakness that was identified by the Auditor General also.
Thank you.
Sorry, Chair, can you, Ms. McKesson, repeat?
No, the issue that... Okay. Repeat, Honorable McKesson.
Then the issue of the oversight between the legislature and the national parliament, that was the issue also was identified by the Auditor General, that whatever that we're doing, we don't communicate with the committees, they don't communicate with the provinces. So Senzingati, we are different. We are not communicating. I don't know how to put it, but there were issues that the oversight, to make it effective, we need to work hand in hand with the legislatures.
Okay. Any other hand, members? Honorable Zeki. Honorable members. I don't see Honorable Sisoi. Can I get members to talk to the report, Honorable Members? Honorable Sisoi, come in.
Chairperson, good morning to the leadership. I may have missed something that I think is the achievement of the committee, Chairperson, because sometimes I have a network problem. Just to check if that has been noted. There's an issue of building homes where the department has achieved a long outstanding cry of changing the houses to be human settlement, where also there's been a identified budget to make that to happen. When you build houses, you provide roads, electricity, water, which has been there for years as a concern that the housing department builds houses without those necessary amenities. I'm raising because, Chair, it is only this sixth parliament that have managed to respond to that cry, and it also attached the issue of priority development areas where people are allowed to build houses in the sites that have been identified by government with bulk infrastructure. I am checking in the presentation made by Koliswa, if those areas have been filtered in, because to me they are very important for this legacy report for this sixth parliament. If they are in, I'm covered, Chair.
Any other hands, Honorable Members? Honorable Seki?
The person maybe in line.
Honorable Masuta. Yeah.
Maybe in line with what members try to say, quite a number of areas are missing in the report. Can we take it back, Chair, and rework it and bring it back to the committee for adoption? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable. Thank you. Honorable Masuto.
Chair, at the risk of being irrelevant in the event, what I'm going to raise has been properly taken care of. Please forgive me. I'm trying to wrap my head around this overall structure and approach and thrust of the report, so that whoever was never part of this process and who would be looking at it, at this report afresh or with a fresh glance, would find it easy to work with and to use it as a tool for future planning in order to avert some of the blind spots that we ourselves may have fallen into. Now, if these things are properly taken care of, then you can ignore my input. Well, first of all, let me start by being a little bit self-critical of ourselves. I know I've been one of the people who have not been in as much attendance as I would have loved to, over and above the fact that I came mid-term into Parliament this term. So I may have lost out on a lot of work, content and context and background that happened prior to my joining the committee. And I took time to even understand the work and wrap my head around the various institutions. Having said all of that, firstly, Chair, I would feel that if we compare ourselves with some of the legislatively busiest committees historically, namely justice and finance, not sure trade and industry follows, etc., we should do a bit of benchmarking of ourselves to say, in terms of the pieces of legislation that we have passed versus the several areas that still need significant legislative and policy reform, how have we fared over a period of 5 years? My sense is that we may have taken too long on individual tasks. For example, I don't know how many times the petitions on same issues kept on coming back to the committee for rediscussion. Couldn't we have found a more efficient way of disposing of some of these issues in the interest of saving committee time? Because if we say that we didn't have enough time to process legislation, as it's mentioned there, and this is a reflection on ourselves, the next question is going to be, how many bills after all did we pass? And people look at the number of meetings we held and the items that we dealt with, we might face a bit of criticism there. So it's just an observation around our own efficiency. And I think the committee section needs to be jacked up. We shouldn't be doing editorial work in a committee, which has happened on a few occasions where documents have to be edited and sent back. I think that it's an inefficient utilization of committee time. So that's just in terms of observing our own style of work. I agree with the earlier colleague about the need for coordination between national and provinces. I could add municipalities so that when we do oversight, when the committee does oversight in the future, we find a way of coordination such that we have a comprehensive picture and a comprehensive response where we interact with communities and departments at the provincial and local level of what's going on. Because you end up with the provincial portfolio committees doing oversight, probably coming with different set of observations and recommendations. And then we, on our side, engage at provincial level through the oversights. which is their space, although we're entitled to look at the national perspective holistically, and then somehow we need to converge this different perspective. So joint planning. You noticed, Chair, with regard to the housing bill, that in some municipalities that we visited, there was no provincial or municipal representation when the delivery is actually happening at that level. And that created a situation where we're hearing grievances which are best addressed at that, at those levels. We were ignorant of what was going on there, and the people concerned were not there to defend themselves or to explain themselves and clarify this issue. So it created a problem. There was no consistency of participation at that level. So I think it's something that obviously we need to divide labor and not have to do the same things at the same time, all of us, because that again would be an inefficient utilization of time. But equally, even if it meant maybe one or two people are represented in those oversights, I don't know how best we can structure it. The white paper is ultimately the vision going forward. And I think that the new parliament needs to be given time to reflect on this before it's passed. So we happen to finish at the time when the white paper is at its final stages, I assume. It shouldn't be finalized, in my view, under the current administration. I think that the new administration should be given the opportunity to reflect on the work that's already been done, hopefully not throw it away, if they can, I suppose, but really reflect. And this legacy report may come in handy in evaluating whether some of the challenges of a policy nature that we are picking up in this report have been or could be further addressed in the white paper going forward. In particular, I think the fundamental issue of is the way we have been doing it over the last 30 years the only way and the best way in terms of delivering, or maybe not just delivering, ensuring equal access to housing for all South Africans. I don't think it necessarily has to be about the state only. Hence our debate on the other meeting the other day with the Honorable Herring about economic fundamentals as to the concept of a welfare state versus a developmental state. We need to be able to get sense out of the white paper when we say we're a developmental state in relation to housing, how developmental is our overarching policy on housing. I think that I would be inclined to agree with the proposal that perhaps we need to reflect more on both the structure and content of this report if time allows. And, because this is ultimately our signature of the work that was done. And content for me is not as critical in the form of a record of activity over the 5 years. because that's already contained in our minutes, in our various reports that were officially tabled in Parliament. Anybody who wants to go through the nitty-gritty of what we did or what transpired, those reports are there. So here, I think we should be more strategic. It shouldn't be too long and cumbersome. It should highlight, of course, challenges that were encountered, solutions that were offered in response or implemented effectively, areas where we're still lacking. And going forward, as I suggested, a strategic relook of our approaches in respect of these different areas. Chair, I could go on and on, but in the interest of time, I tried to be as high level and overarching as possible, but there's a lot more specificity that one could have delved into to elaborate and clarify the idea that one is putting forward. Let me pause there, Chair, in the interest of time. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Masuta. Any other hands? I don't see any other hands. I think we can we agree with the proposal of Honorable Zeki that the report should be reworked, the structure and the format, so that you can then follow the flow of the report can then be worked on. Honorable Malimaja, sorry. Honorable Malimaja, I thought...
No, thanks. I raised my hand, wanted to second the proposal by Honorable Zeki. Now I hear you are touching on it. I thought it would be proper that we give that secondment so okay. that it be known that we are in agreement. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Malimaja. I see there's still hands, Honorable Seki and Masuta, or is legacy hand?
Mine is a legacy, just sorry.
Honorable Seki? Honorable Seki? I suppose it's a legacy hand. I think the proposal is that the report be taken back for rework because the owner of the person who's supposed to write the report is not here. I'm going to request Tepo, our researcher, can you assist the committee secretary to restructure the report such that looking at the format and even the structure and the issues that needed to be followed up. And just to correct one thing is that the PRA Act was passed before us. Ours was just to implement the PRA.
Okay.
It's not the legislation that we've dealt with. It's ours was to implement it. I think one of the things that should not be forgotten as you go and rework the work, though we have adopted the Housing Consumer Protection Bill, the new committee must be able to look at the regulations, because sometimes we pass legislation and later on then the regulations which usually doesn't come to the parliament does certain things. So the new committee must then be able to invite the department to come and present the regulations as I think we should actually capture it so that the committee must know that we have not actually see that. And I think Honorable Masuta, in terms of the white paper, it might be that already it's been adopted by cabinet because it's belongs a policy, but to parliament it will then be encouraging the new committee to look at the act that governs the human settlement, which captured those issues that you are raising. I think that's what must be captured for the new committee. The committee was presented with the aspiration to pass a development bank, the housing development bank, something like that. And that process has disappeared somewhere, and the new committee, it must be captured, should not be left. So I think the issue that was raised by Honorable Makaseni is important, that I think it should call the collaboration between the National Assembly and the provincial legislatures in terms of the work that we do. You'd have issues that are raised by Auditor General become repetitively because the provinces, they are not actually following up on all those issues. And even the oversight, you go to a province, there is no oversight on the issues that would have taken by parliament for implementation by provinces, and you have to call provinces back here to get them to do to implement the decision that has been taken by parliament. I think we should collaboration of provinces or spheres of government, including municipality, as Honorable Masuta has indicated. So Tepo, are you available to assist the colleagues to
yes, I am available. But,
okay, thank you very much. You will then when we are done and will then apply if members has to come back to adopt it and request to meet before the rising, which is the 29th of May. And I think the meeting must note that we are disappointed about the behavior of the content advisor who was supposed to be in this meeting to present the report. We've been interacting with the contact advisor. It just decided to disappear for the whole week. When we're saying that this report needs to be reworked, by the way, we have we hold management meeting to look at the report before it comes to the committees. But with this one, we are unable to have the management meeting because the content advisor disappeared in the system, and I think we will raise the matter with the management of parliament, but at the same time, as a committee, the minutes of today must reflect the disappointment of this committee by the behavior of the content advisor, that he couldn't be there to present his report, and request that the management must attend to this matter, so that the incoming committee must not suffer the sufferings that we had as this committee. So how long do you need the time, Tepo, and then Kolisa to rework the report? Can we convene by next week?
I don't know by next week.
Huh?
I think by next week, if we can just give ourselves these days and the weekend, I think by next week we'll be done.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Honorable members, that was the last item on the agenda, Honorable Collis, sorry, I'm the Honorable Collis. That's good luck, by the way.
I received, Chair. Yeah, it was the last attempt, Chair.
Okay, let me take this opportunity to thank Honorable members. But because this was supposed to be the last meeting, I'm going to just allow the participants in this committee just to say a few words and we close. We'll start with Honorable Buthelezi. Honorable Buthelezi.
What is the item, Chair?
No, just the closing remarks, because this is the
first thing. Oh, okay.
Okay. Honorable Buthelezi. She's gone. Honorable Makasen.
She's still in the platform, Chair.
Honorable Buthelezi.
Chair, listen, please.
Yes, I'm saying this formally, this is our last meeting we're giving members of the committee because we are parties in the committee, just to allow you to raise anything that you think that there is a need to improve and
For the opportunity to working with you as a regulator in the team, that is of our personal services of the organization, but some of us who are new in the country will implement what you are mandated to do. And I want to continue to thank the staff of the committee also in they make our work very efficient. And it's really appreciate their effort and their mission to make it the same for the entire country. Congratulations to you, Balance and everyone.
Thank you very much, Honorable Magasin, but your line is very... Honorable Buthelezi.
I was waiting for Honorable Buthelezi. I'm rushing to catch a flight. And if you could allow me a second to say my penny's worth, since this is the last opportunity.
Okay, Honorable Masuta.
Thanks for indulging me, Chair, and the committee. Firstly, I just want to express my profound gratitude for the support I received from the committee and you, Chair, in particular, and the WEAV. As I underwent the difficult journey of recovery from a terrible health situation that you're all aware of, which also affected my ability to participate fully in the work of the committee. It's a pity that this new heart is coming to full performance on the eve of the end of our term. But to also, Chair, express my profound appreciation of your stewardship of this committee with the support of of the week and the staff. And I must say to the rest of colleagues, I found comrades to really pay attention to issues that matter, and the contributions that followed have been adding value in my own estimation, and take this as a compliment that comes from somebody who has been in this institution for almost a quarter of a century and have seen it all over that length of time, to be able to say this has been one of the most pleasant committees to work with colleagues. But as for further comments, Chair, I've already expressed my views in my earlier input, and all the best for the 29th of May. I hope that the ANC gets 80% and that the bit that's left can be spread among the smaller parties. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masuta. Honorable Buteles. You don't want to say anything, Honorable Buteles. Honorable members, anybody who wants to say anything? I see Honorable Sibus here. Yeah. I see that there is no any other hand. Thank you very much, honorable members. Let me thank the staff of Parliament. Oh, Honorable Sekwai, late hands.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, we appreciate the opportunity that you're giving to us to really present our view on the road well traveled from 2019 to date. The road, Chair, had some hiccups. I raise this because myself, I come from the legislature. Now I come from national parliament. I was really not aware how are the processes and the procedures. But out of your indulgence and your patience, I learned a lot on how Parliament works in addressing the issues of communities. I may not be the only one, but I think I felt the value of having a leader of yourself, where you get developed more on how things are in terms of giving service to our people. I really appreciate that moment. The second one is the issue of how you have managed to develop some officials. I raise the issue because when we came, we had huge challenges of some department officials not understanding their roles, which some created some challenges within the committee. But your approach and your patience, your resilience to make them to know what is their role has developed them more. I listen to them when they speak in some of the meetings, and I just smile. How you took them along to be better than before. to my colleagues, I really appreciate the enthusiasm, you see, because as a member of the ANC, we no one would carry along the mandate of the ANC alone in a committee if some comrades, honorable members, are not carrying. How we carried the committee and pulling together, assisting the chairperson, to me said a lot about us, to our communities that have sent us here in Parliament. We will leave this Parliament with joy and with a great value that we've been here and we have made it to happen. And we believe that because of us on the human settlement program, the African National Congress will win the elections on the 29th of May. And we believe we did it as a department, because housing is a critical matter. It deals with many issues that are needed by a community member, like the issue that I raised lastly about in the legacy report. Communities, they don't close their mouth on how we've dealt with the issue that when housing is coming, water, electricity also is coming from that package. So I'm saying it. Thank you for your leadership and your stewardship, which we appreciate. We'll always think about it when we leave on the 29th. And please, let's go and mobilize our people for the ANC to win. There is no other organization. There is no other organization that would give better life to our people. That is why this committee was very critical to deliver to our people. Thank you very much. And the same words to the whip. I know he's not in the platform. We really appreciate his role. Although he came last, but I think you would see that this is a leader that has got an enthusiasm to assist the communities to have a better life. Thank you very much, both of you, Chair. And the officials, we have thanked them, and more especially those that we came without understanding, that have developed. It's a plus for you to listen a road that you need to travel and when there are challenges, and you give yourself time to listen so that you are a better person. Thank you for all of those officials on the department. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sekoi. Honorable Buteles, I see you still on the platform. Honorable Sekoi, your hand is up. Is there a legacy hand?
Thank you, Chair. Sorry, it takes time to open this. Chair, I want to concur with the words of the comrade spoken before me. Although, Chair, on my side, I've got a qualifier that says we could have done more. I think at some point, we started at a high note, probably COVID became an issue that could have derailed some of the programs that we set for ourselves. The only thing, Chair, on my side that probably as the ANC in particular, we need to make follow-up on the tracking of our resolutions. That there are many decisions we would have taken as a committee, asking the department to do everything in their power to deal with those matters. But unfortunately, you'll find that they are postponed and postponed and postponed, and they end up not being realized.
Recording so in progress.
We could, if we have our own opportunity outside this platform to pursue that and see, tracking of resolution, dealing with petitions, and many other matters could be a success of future committees. But nevertheless, Chair, as a team, we worked very well with the staff, and we hope that they will continue to further the work of the committee. At some stage, I remember there was an issue of a researcher or not a researcher of the position of Sabelo, which at some point we didn't have a researcher as according to the rules or according to the hidden deposition that are there for the committee. There was some sort of a missing link somewhere at the beginning. Fairly well, some of us, it's known that we are not coming back. We will be working with yourselves differently because we have met, we believe that we are going to meet again. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Seki. Honorable Malematja, nothing. You spoke on your behalf. And I can see Honorable Teles doesn't want to speak. Thank you very much, honorable members. I think it was a pleasure on my side to work with the team of matured and educated people like yourselves. And indeed, leaving this parliament, I'm leaving parliament as a better person. I appreciate all the, you know, to chair the advocates, Masutas and doctors. It was just a privilege. And one has learned a lot from the colleagues, members of parliament. And thanks to the staff. I know that we have not, sometimes we become unbecoming because of the pressure of work and all those things, but we want to take this opportunity to thank you and say that where we have in the process of working you felt undermined or felt underutilized, we want to say it was not all our intention, but the intention was to get the work of the committee to be done. And particularly when we started as a that huge department, I'm not sure whether honorable members remembered when the first meeting that we had with the water and sanitation at that time, where you have the budget of 16 billion and you have irregular expenditure requires to budget the accrual. And we were able to navigate
and shape the sector towards where it was until it was being taken as one as separated from us, and it was a better learning curve for some of us. But I hope the skills that we've amazed during this period, we can utilize it even with our community works, whether we're coming back or not. And thank you very much. I've worked out with that. That is the key. You've become the real father in the committee, and I know that I'm not isolating others, but you were there when you called to order, even outside the meeting, when we are not happy, you clarify yourself and say, I'm not happy with certain things. Thank you very much, Dr. Kize. Though you have came very late, but your input has built some of us, and thank you very much, and good luck to all political parties here, and I hope that our people can continue to get your services, and we wish those that will win the election a good bargaining, a well wish good to the 7th Parliament, and thank you very much. The meeting is then adjourned, and thank you very much to the staff, even those that are preparing tea for us, and Mr. Knight too joined us very late, but we appreciate all the work that you've been doing. Though you've came very late, we can feel your presence in the committee. Thank you very much. And those that are operating the system, Honorable Zeki, you are saying something that is very important. When we started with this Zoom thing, it will just sometimes you try to press the microphone, it disappears. You get kicked out, and but now we are better people. We are even able to open the computer in the morning, because before that, I know those that have bought before computers, we rely much more on giving instruction through the phone. We couldn't actually do anything for ourselves, but COVID has bring another experience on our side, that we're able to do things for ourselves and become friendly to the computers and the gadgets. And long live human settlement, long live. Thank you very much. The meeting
is
adjourned. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, colleagues. Thanks to the staff. Thank you very much.
Long live human settlement.
Long live.
You know, this is a committee that is...
So what's enough?